Previously on Algoa FM.
It's Algoa FM, your music, your world. Keep sharing your messages this afternoon on 0617-940-940. When you talk classic South African social commentary vehicles, it's almost impossible not to mention the creation that brought the South African experience to life. The suburbs, the taxi ranks, the traffic chaos, and even the halls of parliament, all captured with sharp wit and undeniable heart by Madam and Eve. For so many of us, those daily strips helped us make sense of a rapidly changing South Africa in the 90s. They let us laugh at the oddities, recognize the tensions, and appreciate the beautiful mix of cultures trying to figure each other out. What started as a comic strip has grown into an international brand that offers both introspection and much-needed humor, a reminder not to take ourselves too seriously while still staying plugged into what's happening around us. And at the center of all that genius is Stephen Francis and Rico Sharkow. Gentlemen, firstly, what are you guys currently working on? We'll start with you, Stephen. What are you currently working on right now?
Oh, okay. Well, besides Madam Youth, I write movie scripts. Rico and I work on a lot of things, but I'm also a scriptwriter. As a matter of fact, when we did the Madam Youth TV show, I did 35 of those scripts again. I've written a lot of series, TV series in South Africa, and I've had several produced movies done here. But I have a new one that has gearing up to do it. I think it's called Zombie Township. And it's about zombies taking over a township here. So it should be a lot of fun, scary and a comedy.
Rico, what are you currently working on?
Currently I'm just trying to wrap up the year, but so I do a lot of other illustration work. I do editorial cartoons for Daily Maverick, for Business Maverick. I work on a lot of sort of educational, science education things, literacy programs. It's generally things that, you know, I'm not sort of seen by the general public, but that kind of take me away from the politics and having to pay attention to all the stressful stuff in the country.
So let's talk about Madam and Eve. What first sparked this phenomenon? At what moment did you realize that Madam and Eve was becoming more than just a cartoon strip?
Well, long time ago, many decades, about three. And when I first came to South Africa, my ex-wife, my wife at the time, was South African, and she said, come and see this wonderful country. So I came. I was only going to stay a couple of months. I ended up working on a magazine, a comedy magazine called Rockingstock, and that's where I met Rico. But while I was there, I got to know my mother-in-law at the time, and this whole thing was new to me, being an American. She would go, yes, madam, and, you know, I always say madam. In America, madam means something entirely different. I got to know the domestic worker, not named Eve, but I got to know her pretty well. And she would say, you wouldn't believe what your mother-in-law did today. And then, of course, my mother-in-law would complain, go, you wouldn't believe what the maid did today. And I thought, there's a lot of comedy here. So I kind of filed it away. And when I met Rico, we said, let's do a cartoon. And It took us by surprise. We did it for fun, and it just immediately kind of took off.
Yeah. I mentioned on the drive home earlier this week that I'd be chatting to the both of you, and suddenly the whole ride turned into a nostalgia trip. Favorite themes, favorite strips. The 5 p.m. GNT was an instant winner. And one of the iconic things, even chatting to my colleagues, the workers on the back of the bucky. My wife even joked that the characters could look straight into your soul. Sometimes when you talk about these things, they could be offensive.
Well, I have to say, you know, people are surprised when they find out that an American is not, you know, now I consider myself half American, mostly South African, because I come here a lot. My parents and my family are in New York. But what happened is the simple things that are around everybody who grew up in South Africa is that they are ordinary. But to me, it was fascinating. I was taking a nap on my couch and I heard, really? What the hell's that? And then they explained, and I went out and saw, oh, really? So it's usually little things that kind of happen that I thought, oh, there's a lot of material here, perfect. And, you know, I saw the guys on the bucky, and, you know, I'd look at them, they'd look at me, and, you know, I'd smile, they'd smile. And I thought, oh, well, we got to put this in the cartoon. Of course, a lot of success also, I have to, you know, Rico gets the expressions really well. So it's a combination. You know, we work so well together, so many years, we kind of almost can finish each other's sentences. And so it's a combination of Rico's great drawing and my writing. And we're very lucky that this just became, you know, a TV series, and it almost became a musical. And
that would have been fun.
I think also there is a certain philosophy, you know, underlying Madame Neve. I think it's a charm and an empathy with the characters, because even our bad guys have to be likable. If you know what I mean, there has to be like a certain, we stick the knife in, but we do it in a charming way, because it's quite easy to be nasty and vicious and kind of, but we're always trying to create empathetic villains or characters that are always trying to see things from the side of, you know, of everybody, and try and tell that story and have that empathy.
Stephen and Rico, thank you. The latest collection in the Madame Neve series, Madame Impossible, is out now. I'll share all the details on the website, and I'll share just the front page, because you got to have to read the whole thing. Gentlemen, thank you for indulging me today. My year has definitely been made.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.